Blog Talk Radio.
I haven't seen all there is to see, but I've seen quite a bit. I've seen things I'll always remember, some things I wish that I could forget. I haven't quite been around the world, but I've been around the block. I know that distances are meaningless, like the hands that move around the clock. And I know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine, my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows, talk about opening doors. My heart to yours, your heart to mine. Love is a light that shines from heart to heart. Like diamonds in the heavens, enough to brighten the darkest of night. There's another side to sorrow, as there is to everything. Like the other side of loneliness, it's falling in love again. And then you know that there's an answer to the suffering we see. And though it is still as simple as you and me. And you know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine,
my heart to yours.
Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
My heart to yours,
your heart to mine.
Love is a light that shines from heart to heart. Your heart to mine,
my heart to yours.
Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pat Rivers with River Spirit Messages, and I want to welcome you all to the Prayer and Healing Circle tonight. I'm not feeling that great. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't know how long we're going to be on tonight. We'll just see how many people call in. I got wet when I was feeding my horses last week. It was really cold and raining. Even with my raincoat, I got drenched, and so that kind of started an infection in my body, I think. So I'm just a little under the weather here. So Amelia's here, and I can see that Lisa's here. So once again, I want to welcome you all. If you have prayers you want to put in our chat, if you don't want to go online, that's fine. And so welcome, everybody.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Thank you. I'm sorry you're sick.
Oh, thanks. I'll be all right. I just I went to the doctor, and it is what it is, you know. Been with antibiotics, but I think it's really the wrong antibiotics. So I think my fever broke a little while ago. I was out doing my horses, and I just totally sweated out. So maybe I'm going to break this fever and come on around the corner. That's what I'm thinking. So how are you? How are you feeling? You had pneumonia last time we talked. How are you?
Thank you. I've gotten better every day. Today and most of yesterday I was at pottery studio fooling around with clay. So that was a big one. That was a big one. I wasn't even able to get out before. But thank you for asking.
Good, you're getting your strength built back up.
Yes, thank God.
Well, it looks like we have another caller that's called in. Amelia, you want to see who this is? And then we'll get started with our prayers.
Yes, it's from area code 773. Hello?
Anybody home? Oh, they might just be wanting to listen. Okay. Whoever this is at 773, if you decide that you want to participate with a prayer, just holler, as we say in the South, holler. Just let us know, and we'll get you on here. If you're just wanting to pray, that's great, too. So I tell you what, Amelia, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay.
Okay. Well, why don't we start off with you with a prayer?
Yes, I'd like to start off with a prayer of thanks and a prayer also for healing for Pat and anyone else who's feeling under the weather.
Thank you.
If you could join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. There's a lot of folks that are sick with the flu. My dad is still very sick.
Oh, goodness.
Lots of other people.
I thought he was feeling better.
He's got pneumonia and pleurisy, and he's having a tough time fighting it off.
Well, I guess the last time we talked, he was doing a little bit better, or not as sick as you're saying. Okay. I just want to throw out there, I'm kind of a science geek, and I've just been watching the correlation between the cosmic energies of the solar system and how it's affecting people. And right now we're experiencing, the last few weeks it's been a neutron blast, but now we're having a proton blast hitting the Earth. And one thing we've been praying for is to heal the protective shields around our planet, because this radiation that we're being hit with is affecting everything. It's actually off the charts with all the equipment. They can't even record how high the radiation is, but it's to the point that it can actually, if you're exposed to it outside, you can get melanoma, and it's actually strong enough to change the DNA of our reproductive system, that change anomalies with your reproductive system. So I've noticed that whenever the protons or neuron blasts in the cosmic energy hitting the Earth is really high, people's pain has increased. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to do a reading last night, and I couldn't even do it. I didn't have it in me, and that's probably a first. Because readings help me. They help me to heal because I'm tuned into spirit, but I couldn't even do that reading last night. So, okay, Lisa, well, let's go ahead with you then.
My prayer would be for my bedroom. My dog and I sleep in my bedroom, and it would make sense that we would, since it's my bedroom. But my dog didn't say anything or bark or anything last night, and lately I've been having these dreams or out-of-body experiences, and last night it was felt so real, and the prayer support I'm asking for is to make my bedroom safe and secure. And these dreams I've been having, last night was more of a really more advanced in the way that I became aware that I was being told that there was a baby lying on my chest as I was in bed, and I became aware of my bedroom, and I could feel the heavy weight of the baby, and I could see the top of the head of the baby, and the hair was kind of sticking out, and I kept saying, oh, a baby, and I could feel the weight of the baby on my chest, And then I said, well, I want to see the baby. And as soon as I tried to lift the baby to look at the baby's face, the energy, it became an energy, and it was a, you know, a black energy, and it moved toward my bedroom door, which is next to my bed. And I said, and it became like a form, you know, like a, not a human form, but a form like with the head, and but it was still a very black shape. And it took hold of the doorknob of my bedroom door, and I said, you're with God, right? And I don't know what they said. I don't know how they responded. And then I went back to sleep. They left, and I went back to sleep. So all day I was thinking about that, and I kept thinking, you know, I don't give permission for that to come when I'm sleeping. I don't, you know, I just don't want that. And I've been having those kind of dreams, not the same kind of drama like that, but where, you know, once or twice a month I'll dream, or it feels so real, that something's in my room and I keep saying, I'm with God, I'm with God. And, you know, I'm touching different things in my bedroom, and I hear some kind of a voice. I don't hear the voice. It's just an awareness of being like a voice, but it doesn't sound like a voice. And, you know, like to touch this in my room, touch my wall or touch this. And I keep saying, I'm with God, I'm with God. And so what I'm asking for prayer support on, I don't know where, why, you know, this is happening. Just that I have, that my room is not my house, my room, me. I don't want to invite that. Nothing like that is welcomed around me. It's just
right.
Not welcome.
Well,
that would
make
be
sure you put the white light, like the bubble we talked about before. Put that before you go to sleep, and you wake up in the morning several times a day, and close your whole entire house inside that huge bubble, and turn the white light
okay.
on. Right, that the house, you, if you're standing outside the bubble, you can't even see your house. Put it around your vehicle when you're traveling, you know. Put it around your spouse.
Okay.
Put that. I do that all the time. I put protection around my property, my barns, and everything, especially when storms
okay.
are coming, you know. So do that, but we'll definitely pray for this. And if you want, I'll do prayer work on my own, you know, regularly to help you gym that up and get it really strong.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what is giving permission to do that.
Let me ask you this. Let me just throw this out there. And I'm not saying anything, but sometimes certain medications that people take, or, you know, a lot of people, I have a lot of clients for some reason, a lot of clients that drink wine. They drink a lot of wine. And people who do any kind of hallucinogenics or any kind of mind altering, I know you don't, but I'm just throwing this out there for people.
Yeah.
What people don't realize is when you do drugs like marijuana, alcohol, some kind of prescription medications, especially pain medicines and things like that, that really affects the electromagnetic field around your body, and it destroys it and it damages it. So people who drink a lot, like when I'm doing readings for people, I can see holes in their aura. And alcohol, it's very sticky. It's like mud. When I'm reading their energy, it's like sticky, slimy mud. Heroin has totally different energy. It's like a beehive. I feel like there's bees buzzing around. So I'm just throwing that out there for anyone who's listening, because I can't tell you how many people, you know, a lot of women drink a lot of wine, and they don't realize that when you go to sleep, if you haven't put protection up, you're really setting yourself up for these kind of visits. But what I'm thinking with you is you're just opening up to, and connecting to God so strongly. It's what we talked about last week. Because that you just have to realize the closer you are to God, the more these outside forces are going to want to try to sway you the other way or cause you problems.
Okay.
It's just part of the process.
I couldn't remember if we had talked about this. You know, see, all I drink is I have a cup of coffee, it's a large cup in the morning, and then I make my own almond milk. So I have almond milk with the coffee. And then for the rest of the day, I'm just drinking water. I'm non-alcoholic. I don't, you know,
right.
I mean, you know, the only thing different is I made these oatmeal cookies and they had, you know, vanilla in there, but I'm sure that has some alcohol, but I don't think it's enough. But I just, Yeah, that's all I do during the day. I just right. drink water because I don't like the caffeine, you know, to keep me awake. So I don't drink anything else. But, and then as far as food goes, you know, it's just the same old kind of food, you know, nothing different right. in that way.
No, I think it's just because your prayer work and you're really connected to spirit. That's what it does. And what'll happen, what I've observed over my lifetime, what's happened to me, the closer I get to God, you'll go through a period of a year sometimes. Everybody's different. I shouldn't say a year. Let me just delete that. Everyone's different. When you open up to spirit, it's a process that most people go through. What you're going through is not unique, okay? And it's part of learning to take responsibility for your energy and how to work with energy. It's teaching you how to differentiate between good energy and not so good energy. It's showing you that the way you feel, you know something's off. And that's all helping your intuition and building your intuition to a point that you can recognize good energy from bad energy. So it's all a gift.
Yeah.
It's just, if you look at it, don't be afraid. They do not have control over you unless you allow it. People don't understand that because there's so many movies out there and all this garbage that's out there. But truly, the only way that demons or evil spirits, or I hate even talking about this, but the only way they have control over you is if you actively pursue it. You know, there's a lot of people
yeah.
that actively go that route. Or if
yeah.
you, like I said, you have a damaged auric field from drugs, alcohol,
yeah.
mental illness, accidents. There's all sorts of
yeah.
things that damage the auric field. But it also still comes down to, even if you have a damaged auric field, if you're saying I'm with God and only the good of God may enter, they can't. Because
yeah.
they are not that powerful. They are not that
feel.
Powerful.
Yeah.
But, you know, the movies and the books and all the things that people write about, they give them this false power. Like they really have dominion over us. They do not have dominion over us. And actually,
no.
if you tell them, what is your name? You can ask it three times, and by the time you've asked the third time, they are ordered to give you their name. They have to tell you who they are.
Yeah.
That's the law.
Well, they're not.
That's universal law. So we have dominion. We have power over them, but our power
yeah.
is not our own. It's from God.
Mm.
So just don't be afraid and realize.
No.
Just take this like as a test that's teaching you
yeah.
how to recognize good energy, bad energy, and you are astrally projecting. We all do that when we sleep, so you have to make sure before you go to sleep you put that protection around yourself so wherever you travel, wherever your spirit travels, that it's protected. Because that's the other time that we're vulnerable. If you're not
yeah.
protected, you're not seeking protection, your body's laying there, your body's wide open.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they're not welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's pray for that protection for your home and your bedroom.
Thank you.
We'll pray,
yeah.
We'll pray now.
Mm, thank you.
Okay.
No. Well, thank you for that.
Have you smudged your
support.
House recently?
You know, I was at the Potter Studio today, and I thought, where can I get some sage? You know, I knew everything was going to be closed. So tomorrow I'll just have to go downtown and get some sage.
Or cedar or sweetgrass, one of them, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Make sure when you're doing a real smudging, most people don't realize this, but if you're doing a true smudging for your whole environment, open every drawer, all your kitchen drawers, closets. Open up any drawers in your chest of drawers, you know, your dressers.
Okay.
Every drawer, open it up and make sure you smudge cabinets and drawers, too, where you keep all your dishes and everything. Okay, honey. Well, thank you for we'll keep working on that. Okay, you want to go back? Do we want to try 773 Amelia or 914?
Yeah, I'm thinking on both, area code 773. Did you want to join the healing circle tonight?
Well, sure. I like listening. And I was listening to that one gal And I like that information about praying for protection.
Yeah, that's me, Pat Rivers. I have my radio show. It's a spiritual show, and then we do this prayer on Sunday night. So yeah, just put your. Do you? What I tell people is, you know that little Geico commercial with the little hamster rolls around the little plastic ball.
Okay.
Just visualize, and the only reason I know that's kind of a simplistic way of doing it, but over the years when I tell people to visualize that you're standing in this oval light, people get confused. So just pretend there's this huge this huge ball that you're standing inside of, just like that little gerbil or hamster. And everywhere you go, the ball goes with you. Upside, you know, it jumps, it moves back and forth. But you realize what you visualize is that the outside is diamond hard, that nothing can penetrate it. Someone can throw a rock at it, and it'll bounce off. And what you do, you visualize, you just turn a light switch on inside the ball, and it's filled with bright white light that if someone's standing outside that ball, they can't even see you in there. All they see is a ball of light. That's how you start building your protection, like we were talking with Lisa about. Put it around your cars, your kids, your workplace, you know, put it around your home. Just visualize this huge bubble or this ball. It's diamond hard, and just say only the good of God may enter. So that's the kind of protection that I'm talking about. The way we do with the prayers, whatever you want to pray for, just say your prayer, and then I let the people in the prayer. What happens is you'll say the prayer like we do with Lisa. Everybody goes quiet, and when you feel the prayer's over with, whether it's 10 seconds or 20 seconds or however long you feel the prayer, you just say thank you, and we'll go to the next person. That way I'm not cutting off your prayer. I'm giving
okay.
up to everybody. And if you have noise in the background, if you wouldn't mind muting it like when we're praying, just kind of mute it so we can really concentrate. That would be great.
I don't have any noise in the background. Must be someone else.
Yeah, I'm just saying for whoever. I just kind of throw that out there. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't mind Lisa's dog
snoring.
Lisa's dog snores from time to time, and that's okay.
Should I have a prayer?
If you decide you want to pray, just jump in here after somebody. Just say, I do have a prayer, and we'll come back to you, okay?
Well, I do have a prayer.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's your first name, by the way?
It's Sue Ellen.
Sue Ellen. Okay.
Jo Ellen.
Okay. What's your prayer?
That I have, you know, someone has the radio on in the background, and it's echoing. I hear that too.
Code 914, are you there? Hello?
Hello, yes. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Before Joellen says your prayer, I just wanted to make sure that we have you on the line if you wanted to join the prayer group.
Thank you. Yes, that would be lovely.
Okay, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Kate.
Kate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Kate. Okay, and we also have 561 that's come on, Amelia.
Hello, hi, this is Lena.
Hey, Lena, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Is this the Lena that called a few months ago?
I don't know. Lena? Okay. Did you say Alina or this is Lena?
Did you say Lena, L-E-N-A?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, there was a lady named Lena that called a few months back, and we've all been praying for her every week. So if that's you, I just wanted you to know we're still praying for you. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go to Sue Ellen, and then we'll go to Kate, and then we'll go to Lena. Okay, so Sue Ellen, let's go with your prayer.
Jo Ellen. Yeah.
My name is Jo Ellen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jo Ellen.
Okay. Oh, that's okay.
I've got behind my ear, so I'm having a hard time hearing. Forgive me.
I would like to pray that God lets my angels bring me and my my loving partner together, whoever that is, it's to share his life with me, that we come together this time in my life.
Okay. And we're going to go silent and pray for you, and then when you feel the prayers over, just say thank you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you know someone named Todd? That energy is so strong around you. That name just blared out, Todd, T-O-D-D. Do you know someone named Todd?
No.
Okay, and then I heard Barker.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Well, when we were growing up, our neighbor boy, his name was Todd, family friend.
Just keep that in mind. I don't know what I'm not doing a reading for you right now, but that name, that there's so much energy around that name. Don't be surprised if you meet someone named Todd or you hear something about someone or conversation. It's very strong. Okay, well, thank you for that, and we'll get back to you in just a minute with some more prayers. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, Kate at 914.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
My prayer is that, and thank you so much for letting me join you all this evening. First of all, thank you. I'm grateful.
Thank you so much for calling. It means a lot.
Oh, thank you. My prayer is that I'm able to finish my project quickly and it goes smooth and does well, and the ones that I have ahead of me, God will bring me people with integrity to join my group or for me to join theirs.
Okay. And just like before, when you just however long you feel the prayer lasts, when you get through, just say thank you and we'll go on to the next person. We're all going to pray for Kate now. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, Lena, do you have a prayer request?
The call just dropped, Pat, so.
Oh, did it? Oh, it sure did. Okay. Well, I guess that goes to me then. I want to pray for everyone in California, all the poor little animals and the bull and the planet itself, all the land, the trees. With all this flooding and all the dams, I just want to pray that the dams hold, that the dikes hold everywhere, that there's minimal damage, no lives are taken. And I love people, but I pray for the animals because they get stuck and they have nowhere to go. So I just want to send a prayer out for California, please, really Oregon and Washington, too, with all the rain. So thank you. Thank you all so much. You know, it's not just the Oroville Dam. The Shasta Dam's at 90%. There's others that are breaching, so it's not just the one that's getting all the media attention. So, okay, Amelia?
Yes, I would like to offer up a prayer, as I usually do, but it's a continuing prayer because there's a lot going on right now for police officers and firemen, first responders. There's a lot going on, and they've got their work cut out for them with natural disasters and with just keeping law and order and keeping people safe. So if we could all join in a prayer for all of them for protection. Michael the Archangel is the guardian, I know especially the police officers, but he guards over all those that are warriors, if you would. And these people put their lives on the line every day for each of us. So it's a prayer of thanks and also a prayer for protection. So if you can join me in that prayer, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Lisa?
Thank you. I would just like to ask for prayer support for my son Conrad, please, and that he remain and continue to expand his growth, his connection with God. And I'll just go quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for that prayer support.
Is he having communications with his dad? I feel like there's a communication. Either they need to, or they're going to be having communication. So we'll see what happens there.
Okay. Yeah, that I'm his dad, and I don't. I mean,
right.
I would be open to speaking to the dad, but.
Right. I just feel like there's going to be communication there to help him in some way.
Okay.
Okay, Joellen, did you have another prayer?
Yeah. I've got a brother-in-law who is really sick right now and just went through chemo, and I want to pray for his strength, and if he chooses to be a survivor, that he is given the strength of God to get through this.
Okay, can we have a initial or his first name, if you don't mind, or... There's energy attached
sure.
to this name.
Paul.
Paul?
Paul is just...
Okay. All right, everybody, we're going to pray for Paul right now.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, Kate, 914, did you have another prayer request?
I would love to find my mate in life, my husband, soulmate, life partner, however label we'd like to put on it. I feel I'm really ready for that.
Okay. All right. We'll be glad to do that. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I sure wish Lena wouldn't have dropped off, but we'll continue praying for her. I'd like to please pray for all of our soldiers around the world. They're protecting our interests around the world, protecting us here at home. I just want to, once again, I'm putting a call out to our bottom line finders from Afghanistan. There's a group that used to call in to the prayer circle, and I'd just love to hear from one of them to know if they're okay or not. So, please pray for all of our veterans and our soldiers around the world. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I'd like to offer a prayer. It's unspecific because there are several friends of mine. I said, and we all have them. There are people that are going through it individually that are just dealing with grief. Whether it be the loss of a child, a parent, a loved one, a friend. We've talked about this. Lisa and Pat very close to it, you know, in the last few weeks of the year and the first couple of weeks of the year, there were several deaths, some, you know, very unexpected and tragic, and some after long illnesses, and even though we prepare ourselves as well as we can, we never really prepare to lose somebody that we're very close with, and that's just my prayer, that they find some peace, comfort that we all do. And I just talked to a very close friend today. He lost his mom over 3 years ago. And it's still with him every day, and I don't think it ever goes away. When you lose someone very close to you, you just somehow find comfort in the love and the joy and the time that you shared with that person, but you still miss them very desperately. So if we can just pray for some comfort and peace and to let everyone feel the love that they have of God, and also the love that they shared with the person that's no longer physically here with us, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me that prayer.
Okay, thank you, Amelia. Okay, Lisa.
Thank you. I would like to ask for prayer support, please, through my other son, and Tyler is his name, and he continued to zippity-doo-dah his life into the spiritual connection with God.
Everybody that's laughing, we have to explain. Last week when we were praying for Tyler, all of a sudden I heard that song, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. And anyway, I was telling, because I'm an intuitive person, so if I do get messages, even though this is not a psychic show, I still share the messages. So I felt like Tyler was going through this really great period here. So I have to tell you, Lisa, what's funny about the zippity-doo-dah, if you don't think that Facebook and all these things aren't spying on us, okay, what it was, remember on the show I said, I don't remember where that song came from. Well, Amelia, private messaged me on Facebook after the show that it was from Song of the South, a Walt Disney movie, which I've never even seen.
Oh, wow. Frick,
yeah, Song of the South. I can't believe there's a Walt Disney movie I haven't seen. But also, you know, Jiminy Cricket sang it. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Our private message in our chat on Facebook, right? So about an hour later, I go onto YouTube's, and they have YouTube's. When I first got the very first video that was on YouTube, it says, recommended for you, Song of the South, zippity-doo-dah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, it's
oh my God.
An algorithm. The algorithms will find what's going on and what's being talked about, and then the advertisers will go in.
I know, but the fact
the
I went into my private chat, you know, that's what I'm saying, that there's no such
yeah.
thing as private chat.
Wow.
That was a private, message. But I just died laughing, because here's Song of the South. Amelia
oh
has
God.
Put it in the private message, the Song of the South. And then here it
that
was, video recommended for you, Song of the South, zippity-doo-dah.
Oh, that's amazing. That
Isn't
is
that
too
crazy?
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Nuts. Okay. Okay, Joellen, did you have another prayer? Wait, we did pray, didn't we? Yeah, we did.
No. Not for Tyler, we didn't.
We did or did not? No, we did not. Okay, we got to pray. Let me shut up. Let's pray.
Okay.
For Tyler.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for that prayer support.
Thank you. Just for those of you who came in a little bit later, I just want to apologize. I'm feeling under the weather today. I'm not feeling very great. My energy is really low, so that's why I'm kind of, I couldn't remember if we prayed or not. My brain's not working, so. Okay, Joellen, did you have another prayer?
I think I'm all right. Yeah, just pray for peace.
Okay. Well, let's pray for peace. Let's do that. Let's pray for peace around the world. Let's do that right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Kate, did you have another prayer request?
The homeless, that they all find shelter or find whatever resonates in their spirits for them to be safe and cared for, and the proper people to help them along the way.
Right. That's so important. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. I guess it's back down to me. I just want to pray that people will realize that we're just temporarily here on the planet. This is not our home. Home is with spirit. You know, home's with creator, with God, whatever you want to call it. That's home. So when we're here, we're just here to learn. We're here to teach. We're here to have fun. We're here to be miserable. We're here to suffer. We're here to be exalted. We're here to experience every aspect of life, because in experiencing all these trials and tribulations and all the joy and ecstasy, what's that's doing? It's helping our soul bloom and grow and to have these experiences, and all that does is help teach us in the way of God and spirit and creator to be the best that we can be. That's all this is. It's just we're just in school. And so if people can just let go of emotions and realize that, I mean, I don't mean not to express your emotions, but don't let your emotions run your life totally. You know, emotions, I've always said this, emotions can run our life and ruin our life. So we have to keep it all in balance. That's the trick on planet Earth, is learning to keep balance between all of this. So when people, with all the protests going on and all of this chaos, realize that it's manufactured for a purpose. This is all pre-planned and premeditated. Most Americans aren't really the protesting type to get out there and act like this. And just
why are they?
It is, you know, and realize that as human beings, the number one thing we're here to do is to learn to love unconditionally with no judging and no strings attached. That doesn't mean to be a doormat, let people walk all over you. It doesn't mean you can't have a strong opinion. It doesn't mean you can't have whatever you need. But at the end of the day, every human being walk on this planet has the same desires, the same needs. We all bleed red, no matter what race or continent you come from, and we all want to experience love. And so no matter what you do through the day, if at the end of the day your motives are to help people, to raise people up, you know, sometimes just telling the truth is very hurtful to people. You know, there's so much going on, and just to rise above all the emotional turmoil, get back to the truth, and the truth is God. And that's what I pray for, that you can go out and protest, you can say whatever you want, but when you lay your head on that pillow, that you feel and know God. That, to me, is the most important thing. So that's what I'd like to pray for. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Somebody had a comment. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Does somebody want
I
to say something?
I just don't understand why there is so much.
It's fear.
You know,
fear.
Just
number one emotion human beings have that comes out in most areas of your life are fear. When people don't feel confident about themselves, when people don't know true love, they're very easily influenced by other people. If you're not raised in an environment that gives you self-confidence and gives you the authority and the realizing you have the power to say what you want to say and go on down the road, and it doesn't matter what other people say, whether they agree or disagree. If you're not raised in that kind of environment, someone disagreeing with you threatens your security. That's a threat to you. And that's what's happening. People are so fearful right now. The economy, they don't have jobs. You know, there's so much going on being thrown at us intentionally that a lot of people's gut reaction is to lash out in fear. And you can observe people. If someone is at a protest and they start beating other people up, right then you know what kind of person they are. They have no self-respect for themselves, and they were not raised with love and compassion. You can tell a person immediately by their actions. They don't even have to open their mouth and speak. So what there's so many people that are raised. Look at how many drugs. I look back, you know, I'm 60 years old. Back in the 80s when all the drugs really started heavy duty, those kids now, those people back in the 80s that had children, those children are coming of age now. The 80s and the 90s with the drugs, and it really changed our culture as people, the drugs, the war on drugs and how it has infiltrated our society. So you're seeing the kids now that are 20 and 30 years old, I'm calling them kids, but those people were raised in an environment really different from the people that were raised in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So you have to realize this is a generational kind of thing. So you just remember fear is the number one emotion that will run your life, because people who are not raised with any kind of safety net, or who are only loved when they do good, like you're a good kid as long as you do what I want, but if you don't do what I want, I don't love you, you're going to be punished forever, you're worthless. People who are talked to that way, they grow up very fearful people, and they're either going to be rebellious, they're going to be violent, or they're going to be passive-aggressive, or they're going to be mild and meek where anybody can just run over them because they feel like they don't have any strength or the right to open their mouth. So they're either going to open their mouth too much or they're not going to open their mouth enough. It's not going to be a balanced person. So that's what's happening with our society and our culture. I mean, if you want to get into politics, this is truly a group of psychopaths who have run the world for the last 2,000 years who are paying these people to protest. I mean, it's all to take over the world, and I'm not being a drama queen. So you have to realize there's a spiritual war going on, and people who aren't informed or educated about the politics of it, and they're acting strictly out of their emotions from their childhood fears, it's just like gasoline on a fire. So that's why these group of psychopaths who are trying to run the world have chosen protest, anarchy, looting, riots, because they can start a fire, and then people's emotions are the gasoline on the fire. And they know that's how they can manipulate and control people to get an agenda across, by using their emotions. So just realize we have to pray for these people. We can argue with them all day long. You can have differences of opinions, but the people who are acting out, these looters, rioters, these people doing these horrible things, they need prayers more than anybody else on the planet, because they don't know love. They don't know God, because when you know spirit, when you've built that connection to God, you could not mistreat other people. You couldn't go beat up a 70-year-old man or knock down someone and what all these things they're doing. You could not do it. You could not raise your hand to another human being in violence and hatred. You can't do it. You can disagree with people. You can totally have a difference of agreement, yell and scream and have a fit. But when it comes to really physically violating another human being, that's to a different level, or to destroy property. So these people need prayers more than anybody else on the planet, because they don't know God. And the thing that's sad about the group of people who run the world, they're atheists. Or, okay, let me put it this way. If they're not atheists, they're Luciferians. They are Satan worshipers. And anyone who knows me, I don't go around talking about evil and Satan. I'm just not one of these demon people. I know it exists, but that's not where I'm concentrating my energy. But it does exist, and it's true. So the people who run the world, they're all the ones that are in the pedophile rings, the drugs, the wars. They're the ones that bring all this darkness upon the planet. So we truly are having a spiritual war. So you can disagree with the protesters, but pray for them. I'm in prayer 24/7. The madder I get at some of the things I read on Facebook, I pray. At the same time, I'm getting angry and aggravated. I'm sitting here telling you, if I don't sit here and pray for whatever's going on, then I'm a liar, because I'm praying and mad at the same time, and that's perfectly all right. There's nothing wrong with that. So just realize these people need our prayers. They need God's love more than anybody else, because anyone who knows God could not mistreat an animal or a person or a child the way these people do. So that's my little speech on that. And I forget where we are. Are we back to Amelia? Where are we? I forget. Did we miss
the world heard what you just said.
I'm sorry?
I just, that really moved me. I wish the world would have heard what you just said.
Oh, well, yeah. It's the truth. That's just the plain truth. You can be mad at people. None of us are alike. There's not two human beings that are identical in any way. We're all unique, and that's great. That's going to cause chaos. It's going to cause differences of opinions, but there's a line that's being crossed here. And that's where we have to stop short and really pray for these people. Really, really pray. But anyway, is it Kate's turn? I know Joellen said she didn't have anything right now. Did we go to Kate yet? Y'all have to forgive me. My brain's not working tonight.
I can't remember.
Well, let's just go with Kate. Let's just pick up here. Let's go with Kate, and then we'll be there. Okay.
For all our world leaders, that their hearts are brought to God, and they filter that love out through everybody else that they encounter.
That's so important. That's a good one. Okay. Yeah, the, all mm-hmm. the world leaders. You're right. Okay.
Thank you.
That's a good one. Thank you. I'd like to please pray to help heal our planet. There's four planets in our solar system that the protective shields, electromagnetic shields around the planets are damaged or down. And so it's causing a lot of chaos here on Earth. That's where the floods are coming from and all the earthquakes. And the magma layer of our Earth is really increased, and it's causing, you know, the Pineapple Express across California. And they've also discovered a huge magma of carbon under North American continent, which, like, we need any more bad news. It's right under the surface. It's only like a mile or two down. So it's as hot as the magma at the center of the Earth. And so what happens with the energy shields being down around the Earth, it's just like people. When I was talking earlier about how if you have a damaged auric field, that's where you get sicknesses or demons can come in or dark forces can come in. The same thing with the planet Earth. When you have an electromagnetic shield that's damaged, we're susceptible to the solar winds and the radiation and the cosmic waves and the alpha waves and all the protons and neutrons. All this stuff that sounds like science fiction is affecting everybody on the planet. When you've got radiation levels that can cause melanoma if you're outside too long, that tells you how much that radiation is affecting you inside your house, the food you eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, it's everywhere. So I want to please pray. We visualize, hey, I just thought about this. Let's put the Earth inside of a huge bubble that's a diamond hard that only the good of God may enter, and turn that white light on so the planet Earth is inside of this huge bubble that nothing can penetrate it. Because I know that's why I'm hurting. I know that's why a lot of people are hurting. This radiation's affecting our people. Let's pray to heal the Earth. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I just want to say also, apologize. The last 2 weeks, we haven't done a show on River Spirit Messages because I just haven't been feeling that great. Just haven't had the energy to do it. You know, I love doing the shows, but it takes a lot of my energy at times. Usually it gives me energy, but if I'm not balanced and if I'm already not feeling quite well, it does kind of drain me. So anyone that tried to tune in the last two Thursdays, I apologize. Hopefully my energy will be back up and we'll see. Okay, Amelia.
Yeah,
anybody in chat? I haven't asked about the chat.
There are a couple of guests in chat. Nobody has any prayer requests right now.
Okay.
If I could request a prayer, as I often do, for the children and the young people on the planet, that somewhere, somehow, that they feel unconditional love, if it's not in their home or with the people that are taking care of them, because there are a lot of children that are homeless or orphans, or a child of a single parent that works a lot, and that they don't have the comfort, the creature comforts and the security of a loving family to support them. That somehow that they know through their angels and their spirit guides that they are loved unconditionally and they feel safe, that they're not afraid. My heart goes out to all these children and young people that are in countries that know nothing else but war. I can't imagine what goes through their minds. So if we can offer up a prayer for all the children and the young people on this planet, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thank you. Lisa?
Well, I found a group, and they call themselves, it's a meetup thing, Wild Women That Go Camping. And I've been, and I So I want to ask for prayer support because I plan on going with them this next camping trip.
Oh, Lord.
That's hysterical. I just love being out in nature, and it seems like the leader of this group is into shamanism and, you know, healing, the healing arts and that kind of thing. And then the rest of the women have a cross section of interests, you know, different varied interests. So I like going out in Mother Nature, and I would love to go. I've always wanted to go out at night. And so I'm looking forward that this is going to be you know, an experience that I can
I just see a bunch of women run around naked howling at the moon. You're going to have a blast. Make sure you tell us all about it. I can't wait.
Oh, I will. It's March 3rd. I have to find a place for my dog. She can't go because she's not a tea party dog. She doesn't know how to have social times with other dogs, and so I need to set her up with something. But so my prayer would be that I'm able to go, and I'll take from the experience. My intention is to be hold my arms out, you know, metaphorically speaking, and just embrace a.
That'd be wonderful. Being mother. Out nature, that'd be great. Okay, I'm gonna pray.
Thank you. So thank you for that prayer support. Oh, it's breaking up.
Russian people. They've got people written about the shamanism of the American Indians. And I have traveled and met hundreds and hundreds of American Indians. And they just laugh and shake their heads because as soon as you say the word shaman with American Indians, they just automatically know which path to go down with you, because shamanism is like I said, it's from Russia, but a lot of people think it's American Indian, and it's not. It shamanism is the name that the Russians use for their psychics and their witches. So,
oh wow,
that's just something to keep under your hat. There's so many white people that go around being shamans and they're doing Native American stuff and. Or they're doing stuff from Central and South America, and I just kind of chuckle. So,
oh wow!
It doesn't mean you're not going to get anything out of it. I'm just giving some trivial knowledge. I'm not cutting down what you're talking about. Because when you said wild woman, I'd be right there with you. I'm a wild woman. I mean, I'm one of these people that would ride horses with my hair flying. You know, my hair was to my waist, and my hair would be flying. You could hear the wind in your ear. I'm definitely a wild. The need for speed. I had a Camaro Z28 with T-tops that I'd go flying down the interstate, go to the, you know, so I'm definitely a wild woman, so I love that name. So I can't wait to hear your adventure. I'll just live vicariously through you. I love it. Okay, what about Joellen? Do you have anything, Joellen?
No, I'm so good. I'm just kind of sharing my energy with you all.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, Kate?
Kind of to a spectrum of what was it Joellen that touched on with the group that she's going to?
That's Lisa.
Sorry. But for all women to be respected for our wildness too.
Yeah.
To not be, yes, taken as a second-class citizen because of it. But,
there you go.
Our divine femininity.
I'm an anthropology major, so I've studied many, many different tribes of people. The thing is, back in the old ancient days, women ran the world. It was a matriarchal society. Even in Hawaii today, when your names are passed from true Hawaiians, they take their mother's name, not their father's name. So women have had extreme power through the ages. We had the Amazon warrior women. That's all been proven true. What happened was during the, you know, when we started with industrial age and this sort of thing, the men started taking over. But I'm just reminding everyone, women are such powerful creatures that in the beginning of the dawn of mankind, women had as much, if not more, power than men. It's just over the last few centuries, thousands of years, few thousand years, it's been taken away from us because men were afraid of our power. They know how powerful we are. So just remember that. Don't ever let anyone say because you're a woman you're not as good. That's just something that men have done because they were scared of our power. So is that what we're praying for? My poor brain is not working.
Yeah.
That's the prayer. I'm so sorry. I keep interjecting here and then I forget what I'm doing.
No, that was awesome.
Okay, well, we're going to pray. What are we praying for women right now, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So we're respected and able to be our wonderful selves.
Okay, well, let's pray for that.
Thank you.
Okay, that's a good one. You know, Lisa, I think that was our Lena.
That was Arlena. I had
her
on mute. Yeah, you know, that was Arlena.
Yeah, I wrote her number down. I may give that girl a call one of these days and see if there's any way we can help. But
okay,
I know that
yeah.
was her. That's her voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to pray for Lena. That's what I want to pray
okay.
for.
Okay.
For those of you who are just kind of new, I don't want to. I don't know. She announced it on the radio herself, so I don't think I'm going against privacy here. Lena called several months ago, and if it's the same Lena, she was having to live out of her vehicle. She was praying for a job and to find a place to live, and it really, her energy was so sweet and so kind, and she was so sincere. Amelia and Lisa and I have been waiting for her to call, and that's why I'm afraid I might have run her off when I told her we've been praying for her, but I hope she calls back, and I hope maybe she's just listening that we've been sending her love and prayers and sending her as much energy as we can. So I'd like to pray for Lena. Thank you. Okay, thank you all so much. If I could just get one of our soldiers to call from Afghanistan and feel my life was complete. I really want to hear from those guys. It's really bothering me. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I'd like to offer a prayer for everybody in the prayer and healing circle tonight to thank you for calling and praying along with us and to know that there's a connection with all of us and for those of you that are new and joined us, thank you very much. Welcome. And I just want to offer up a prayer of thanksgiving and a prayer of protection, that you all be blessed in your walk in this journey we call life, and that you know there's always a place to come to express your feelings and to ask for prayers for yourself or for the people that you care for. You're in my prayers all week long, and I know Pat feels the same way. And I thank you all for your prayer support. So if we can offer up that prayer together, I would appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. You know, I'm an energy reader, so even though none of us have ever met in person, everybody's energy is like a fingerprint. Everyone's different, totally different. And so I've always said people could line up 10 of my clients in front of me blindfolded, and I could tell you who was who just from knowing their energy field. So when we're doing this prayer circle, what it looks like to me, because I guess being American Indian, I believe in the circle of life and circles, I always feel like we're sitting in a circle, and every time someone comes on and adds on to the group, we just have this huge circle. So part of my job when I used to travel with this American Indian healer was we'd have prayer circles, and we would have 60, 70, 100 people sit in circles, and we'd do healing and prayer and meditation work. And so my job was just to keep the energy going in a circular motion and keep it balanced, because I'm really good at grounding energy in groups of people. So that's what it is to me. It's like as we're sitting here, where all of us are connected, we're sitting, and there's just a circle of energy going between all of us. So I just want to pass that on. Okay, Lisa?
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for that, too, Pat. I do pray during the week for you and Amelia and everyone that's joined us. But I would like to ask for prayer support that I remain focused and a deeper grounding in fulfilling my responsibilities to myself, including earning money, and that just moving forward, remaining healthy in body, mind, and spirit. And so I'll go quiet.
Okay.
Thank you for that prayer support.
You know, what I was just shown was, I don't know if you know anything about Zen Buddhism, but lotus flowers are very important to that part of the world and the religion. They were just showing me, like, at the top of your head, it's like this lotus blossom that is opening up. So if my brain was working, I could tell you more what that meant, but you have to forgive me. I'll keep in mind I had a concussion years ago that obliterated my short-term memory. A horse hit me in my left temple and my left frontal lobe, and so with my energy being a little bit low, I'm not remembering. That's why I can't remember if we prayed or not. My memory's kind of bad tonight, but to look up the lotus blossom with Buddhism, that's a very sacred thing, and that's what they're showing me, that you're like this lotus blossom unfolding, this beautiful lotus blossom. So that's a good thing, whatever that
means. Thank you.
Okay, Kate, did you have another prayer?
For all the people who are sick and elderly and, you know, the world seems to have forgotten them, to let them know that they aren't forgotten and that they have places to reach out, like gratitude places such as this or their local churches or ministries, what have you, that they're not forgotten.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to pray for myself here. Just I wish God would send me my Boaz. I'd never even heard of Boaz, even though I've read the Bible and studied it in college, and I've read it 5 times. I didn't remember, I think it's the Book of Ruth when Amelia looked it up. But Boaz is someone who, with real estate, helps you when you're in a pinch. So I'd like to pray for someone to help me in my situation. Remedy itself pretty quickly. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Okay, Amelia?
Yeah, I don't often do this, but I would like to ask for a prayer for myself. It's hard for me to explain. I'm feeling lately very disconnected. It's almost as if I've walked into another dimension. And I'm not sure if it's because of the pain and the way I'm dealing with it or what's going on the planet. But I'm just, I guess, asking for some guidance and for some strength and for some protection. So that I can stay better focused on just regular day-to-day stuff. Sometimes I see things with such clarity, and other times I have a difficult time just keeping concentration on what I'm doing. So if you could join me in that prayer, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel like a big bear that's gone into hibernation. I haven't wanted to talk to anybody this last week. I just want all of my energy in. I think that's a good thing to do. It helps you heal yourself, and it's a type of wisdom where you're not just out running milly-nilly doing this, that, and the other when you need to bring your energy in for yourself. So,
Anyway,
and there's so much going on, Amelia. I think a lot of us are feeling like that, disjointed. Are we in this world, another world? Where are we? What are we doing? It's really hard. We're being bombarded on every level right now, so we just have to stay the course, take 3 or 4 slow deep breaths when you're feeling overwhelmed. And I always tell people, like before I do a reading, I do this with every client, I say close your eyes, inhale 3 or 4 slow deep breaths through your mouth, and visualize you're bringing in cold, clear mountain air. And that works on different levels. That, first of all, it lowers your blood pressure and your breathing and your pulse, which relaxes you. But it also helps to balance your energy centers, your chakras, and your body. It helps. It's like a little mini tune-up real quickly to kind of balance your energy. So we have to take care of ourselves. You know, try to get enough rest. Pamper yourself. Eat that chocolate cake. You know, unless you're 800 pounds and you're going to be a brittle diabetic, eat sugar-free chocolate cake. But what I'm saying is, don't be hard on yourself. Give yourself a break. Love yourself. Honor yourself. Lighten up. And, you know, as we get older and go through life, we realize that our sacred circle, as my grandmother always called it, she's American Indian and she taught me Indian ways. Your sacred circle are who you bring into your energy field. It's the people that you bring in close to you, and you have to be very discerning what kind of people you bring into your circle, because they're either going to help you or hurt you. That's the way life is. It's one of the kind of like a universal law. We're either building something up or we're tearing something down. In the universe, there's no such thing as neutral or inertia, because the universe is moving forward. Whether we die tonight in our sleep, the world's not going to stop. The world and everything in it, the whole cosmos, are continuously moving forward and growing and expanding. So lighten up, you know. Try to put your energy where it's fruitful. Don't waste your energy on people who are black holes, that they're so needy. Nothing that you do for them is ever going to help them, because like I always say, it's either a hand up or a hand out. There are people who are really trying, that are struggling, that are having a hard time, but they really want to do good with that. So if you can help them financially, if you can help them with love, if you can help them with wisdom, if you can give them some clothes that you don't need anymore, whatever you can do to help those people, that's fruitful. But when you have people who are poor me, it's everybody's fault, you know, the psychologically and emotionally they're in a dark place and they're not trying to get out, they're just wanting attention, you can give them all the love in the world, but is your energy and your time, because money's energy, love is energy, everything is energy. So you have to be very discerning where you're going to spend your time, your love, your energy, your money, to where it's going to be the most productive, and not to feel guilty about that. Not to feel guilty. We can't help everyone. I wish we could. If we could help everyone, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. But you've got to pick and choose who you can help. And that includes yourself. Because if you're down and out, how are you going to help other people? It's not selfish to take a vacation for you. It's not selfish for you to have time alone. That's necessary. Just realize that. Be very careful who you bring close to you. You can have 20,000 acquaintances, but in your lifetime, my grandmothers both told me this, when you die, you'll be able to count your best friends that you've had your life on one hand with fingers left over. So just remember that. That's just part of being human. But take care of yourselves. Don't beat yourselves up. And when you go to bed, go to sleep and forget about it and just do better the next day. Okay, Lisa?
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you. I would like to ask for prayer support, please, on me walking my truth in my relationship with my significant other to stay true to myself in this connection with them. And so I'll just go quiet now.
Okay.
And thank you for that prayer support.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Kate?
Yeah, what she said, what you had shared before was really, really truthful. I agree with your grandmother's.
Yep. Be careful who you bring into your space.
Yes, yeah, I'm feeling that right now. So for me and for all people to have the gift of better discernment.
Okay. That's our prayer? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to pray for Jay and his mother, Uma. I think I'm saying her name right. He's called several times. She was going to have some more surgery done on her pancreas, and he was asking for prayer works for his mom. So I'd like to pray for Jay. Usually Amelia prays for him. I'm just going to put them together, Jay and his mom, that she, whatever decision they made on her surgery, that they couldn't decide whether to do it or not. So just for God to give them guidance and them to be okay with the outcome. So thank you very much. Thank you all so much. Okay, Amelia?
Yeah, I know that was really interesting when we talked last week. He, and I didn't realize that he was concerned because his mom, Yumi, had a near-death experience 2 or 3 years ago and saw the light. And he was concerned because he thought that she was preparing herself to leave the planet, and he seems very distraught by that, because you know as well as I do, when somebody makes their mind up that that's what's going to be, it will be. It's a very difficult time.
Yes, God wants them. I still say when God says to go home, that's when we go.
Yep.
I truly believe that.
I believe that too.
Yep. Oh, gosh, did you have another prayer?
Yeah, no, I'm good. We only have about 10 minutes or so left, so I will just join everybody else in whatever prayer request they have. But thank you all. It means a lot to me.
Well, thank you. Okay, Lisa? Are you on mute?
I am. Sometimes I struggle here to try and get it. I have to punch it several times, and I apologize. My prayer support or prayer request would be for all the, I know we did ask for children to be protected and safe, and I just wanted to ask, I'm thinking of children that I know and personally know that are close to me, and then all the children, that they are safe, that they are secure, and that the adults around them are safe and secure in themselves and the choices that they make when they're with children, that they do good, make good, wise choices for the children. And I'll just go quiet as I go into prayer on that. And thank you for that prayer support.
Thank you. Okay, Kate?
Just for all you lovely ladies, thank you for all the positivity that you're radiating. And may it always be continued and supported. And God give you all the strength and health and wellness and riches that you need and desire to have a lovely, lovely existence on this planet.
Well, thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you. And back at you. Same to you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay, we'll pray.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we have a late caller calling in here, Amelia.
I think it may be. Hello, is 862 Jackie?
Yes, it's me.
I was just thinking about you.
How are you?
I thought I was going to be early tonight, and I got caught up in a movie, but I still caught you guys in the last 8 minutes.
Oh, good. Well, guess what? You're up. How about that?
Everybody on the line.
Yeah, I have you on my list right here. I just prayed for Jay last time, and I had your name right here next. So good, I can check off Jackie.
I got to go download the shows. I had a day today where I was just praying and praising them in the midst of the storm.
Oh, wow.
At this point, and I'm still encouraged. And I want to pray for everyone on the line, everyone in the airwaves, praying for all the families that are in turmoil right now, for all the sick people, all the shut-in people, for all the people who are living in despair at this moment, for all the people who are confused right now, for all the people who are lost right now. And I'm praying for the homeless people, too, because there's a lot of homeless people out here. And I'm praying that God give me the discernment to make the right decisions at the right time, because things are happening. And I just ask you to keep me and my children and my family in prayer.
Sure will, Jackie. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'd just like to pray that people would stop and take their deep breaths and realize a couple of things here. First of all, when you meet a person who's angry, realize on a psychological level that you have to go past the anger and go down deep, because someone who is angry, there's a couple things going on. They're either terrified or they're extremely frustrated. They're very fearful of being hurt or losing something, or they're very frustrated. They're overwhelmed with everything hitting them, and that's the only way they know is to lash out in anger. So if you can, when you meet a person who's angry, instead of being that which you throw back at them, just stop and think and realize that something's going on with that person. Now, that does not give them permission to hurt you. It doesn't mean for you to be in a destructive situation or a toxic relationship. But if people would just be able to realize that every person on the planet that's acting out in anger, you got to go deeper and peel that onion layers back and realize they're hurting, they're fearful, and they're frustrated, or all of the above, or one of the above. And the other thing I want people to stop and think about, and this is my true prayer right here, is that America, I'm an American, so I'm just talking about our country. We've talked about this many times, there's a spiritual war going on for the world. And America and Russia are the last two holdouts besides North Korea, which I don't count them. So you've got America and Russia, the last two freedom holdouts on the planet. So there's groups of people who are trying to take down America. And what I want people to stop and realize is that all of this chaos, this division, is planned. Normal Americans don't act like this. We always pull together in a crisis. And so when you see the anarchists and the protesters, don't think that they're the majority of people. These people are not even a drop in the bucket compared to the millions and millions and millions of Americans that truly love themselves. They love God, they love their country, they love their families, and they just want to live in peace and freedom. They don't want all this mess going on. Just realize that these protesters are getting all this attention on TV. That's part of the plan. That's to brainwash people and to get people conditioned to believing that this is the way it's going to be, that half of the country is in turmoil. This is not true. It's not true. So I want you to realize this is all being planned and plotted, and don't buy into the division. Do not let people make you angry to the point that you're going to make an enemy. You know what I'm saying? because it's not worth it. And if we buy into this division, the dark forces that want to take our country down are going to win. And that means the whole world, literally, will be plunged into darkness. So just realize we all are responsible for our emotions and our feelings, and look at each other for what's going on and realize the people that are doing this, number one, most of them are being paid to do it because they don't have a job. And this is the only way they can make money right now, quick, easy, non-taxable money. And some of them are getting paid up to $6,000 a month to protest, okay? They're getting paid a lot of money to do this. And secondly, they're lost. They're lost, like we spoke before. They don't know God. So don't let yourself buy into the propaganda that this country's going to have a civil war and fall apart at the seams. I'm not saying that things aren't going to happen, but don't participate by believing that most Americans are this angry, because it's not true. It's just not true. And for us to love one another, love one another. That's the reason we're here, so that's my prayer, please. Thank you. I guess to pray for people to wake up and see the truth. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Did anybody else have a prayer? Joellen or anybody else? Amelia, anybody else have a prayer? Jackie, do you have another prayer?
Just love and light. Love and light.
Keep Marlon in prayer. I haven't spoken to him in some weeks, and I have a meeting this Tuesday. And I just hope that he's in a good place emotionally and psychologically and spiritually.
Okay.
And pray for my brothers and sisters that, you know, they will be able to just wake up. I think they're coming out of slumber because we're all in the same boat.
Okay.
And pretty much that's it.
Okay, we've got a minute left, so we're going to pray. And then I think it sounded like Kate or Joelle and someone else had another prayer. So we're going to pray for Jackie and her family.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Was that Joellen or Kate that had another prayer?
I just said love and light for everyone.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, Amelia, I want to thank you for being here for me. You're such a good friend to me. I want you to know how much I appreciate you. She's always there.
Thank you.
I know I probably talk too much. I'm one of these people. I only bring a couple of close people close to me that I share a lot with, you know, so. Anyway, I want to tell everyone how much I appreciate you coming on the show. Love is the most powerful energy ever created. There's nothing more powerful. Nothing can destroy it, hurt it, damage it, and it's straight from God. So if that's how you live your life, whether you screw up, fall down, don't succeed, success is by God. So don't worry about what other people think. You do what's right for you, and I love you all. Y'all have a great, great week.
Love you
pray
all.
Pray for each other and love each other. Know that you are loved. Never forget that. You are loved. Thank you, everybody.
Love you.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Hey.
Bless the beast and the children. Give and shelter from storm. Jesus.